Blog Talk Radio.
Is he a blood? Is he a crip? Is he that? Is he this? Did he do it? You know, it. Look, if I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit. And I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on it raining. My nigga is a plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should have known better, and I planned to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That nigga take shots at me, no response. I just flip and pop my collar like the Fonz. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. They try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran? Or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause, your future's my past, I've been here before. I know when you're scheming, I feel when you plot. And I got mental vision, intuition, I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system, everybody whispering. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches calling your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. With a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my glockin'. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the poppin'. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the droppin'. S dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the cruise. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dog. Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply too dark for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? For the shots froze him. And he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who he got pregnant? Let me tell you,
When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches all in your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches all in your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know.
Murder in the hall, if you must know. I lost my pops when I was 11, 12 years old. He's probably somewhere where the liquor's taking its toll. But I ain't mad at you, Dad. Holla at your land. I grew up pushing snowflakes, the niggas that was probate. The stress to take a young nigga, give him an old face. All I did was smoke, joke, think and drink. Cop came and complained, front row watch game. I seen niggas before me with a chance to write their own script. Slip up and change the story. I seen young niggas go out in a blaze of glory. Before reaching puberty, scared a nigga truthfully. I took tricks with so much shit in the whip that if the cops pulled us over, the dog would get sick. Sniff, smell me, nigga, the real me, nigga. Minus the rumors, holla if you feel me, nigga. The streets is not only watching, but they talking now. Shit, they got me circling the block before I'm parking now. Don't get it twisted, I ain't bitching, I'm just cautious now. Sub, under the parka, extra cautious now. Hit a 6C, up your fell out of your dent. I get word through the street like Bell and Sprint. I feel a vibe and I hear the rumors. But fuck it, I'm still alive and I'm still in June. I know staff of law, niggas wanna press me. Put my back to the wall, but pressure bust pipes. I know I spat at the y'all. To know me's to love me. You see me, can't be me, haters. Fuck you, I got guns like Neo and Matrix. Cross the family, think Max, sweet like Cairo. A soft like Plato, get knocked off like Fredo. Coleon, they find you with a hole in your dome. I roll with niggas that'll follow you and go to your home. Thought you ball, but nigga, you fall to my defense.
Streets is talking sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. As my man Boogie would say right now, we in the building, baby. We got my man, STGE, ICE, T-Row, the host L Boogie, and me, the engineer, holding it down. What's up, Dream Team?
What's up, baby?
Oh, man, this is a bittersweet week. I can't take this type of week, man. I'm getting on the show fired up. Y'all on that.
What the deal, T-Rose? The Dodgers, baby. L.A., baby. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to say this. I'm going to say this. Let me say this before y'all start anything. First of all, love to the Dream Team, you dig? But let me say this, man. How is it that there is a California team and a Florida team in the championships to each one of the sports that's been played this year? This is crazy. I'm going to give it up to California. Hey, man, I'm where the weather's good. It's just super hot sometimes. But it's beautiful today. Don't get me wrong. But I'm tired of these California teams and these Florida teams being in the championship. There's something wrong. Y'all cheat. Y'all done took the playbook from them Texas boys, and y'all done started cheating because everybody want to chip now. I'm telling you.
As T-Rose brought it in, I appreciate it. As he bring it in, we're going to start right there with the MLB. We got the MLB, we got the college football, we got the NFL. Let's start off with the MLB. The Dodgers pulled out a great one. They played a great game. Before we get to style, I want to ask everybody this when they bring their take in. Was it a good idea for the manager to pull Snell? I've been thinking about that all evening. When this woke up thinking about it. But Styles the guy. Your Dodgers did it. I called it in six. Give me a little credit. I called it in six. But Styles the guy. His Dodgers, like T-Rose say, them West Coast teams, his Lakers seem to be doing their thing. So we're going to lead it in with my man Styles the guy. Give me your take on the Dodgers winning the World Series.
Man, first I want to say, T-Row, don't bring up Florida team. Nobody don't care. Everybody remember second place. Nobody remember. Ain't gonna remember. And secondly, you know, I just want to say my boy Jigsaw Kershaw, man, done got the monkey off his back. Done came in, cleaned him up, wop wop twice, wop wop, cleaned him up, wop wop him real quick, got the monkey off his back. We done got one, and Mookie Betts, he's worth his money, everybody. He started out a little jiggity, a little frigidy, but he cleaned it up, man. He's worth his money. He's worth every dollar. That's my take. We are the champions, my friend.
My friend. Hey, you know I'm still – Hey, STG, I'm still listening to that song from my son winning the high school championship for March before the corona hit. Hey, man, I'm not going to knock the Dodgers because it's been since 1988. Some of these teams who've been waiting for a very long time to bring that historic, you know, that history back to where it really, you know, where it comes from. You know, we're not used to seeing the Dodgers not being – where they normally are, you know what I mean? And I was just happy for Kershaw. Got an inside tip. He had 75 family and friends at the game last night, so you knew it was a closeout last night. But, you know, playing at home in his home state, not actually his home stadium, but playing in his home state to have family and friends there to watch you close it out, you know, I will say this, you know, about a week ago, a week and a half, when they were playing Atlanta, you know, we was Mookie Betts and Kershaw was getting the best of what we could throw at them. And, you know, I'm just glad that everything had turned around after that because it really wasn't any other team that was going to be able to really hang with the Dodgers. It was just going to be the Dodgers' opportunity to lose if they didn't win this World Series because they had been there the last 3 years. Everybody know that. So I'm just happy they won. But, OG the Buck, to answer your question, as soon as he went, man, I was like, you cannot be pulling. He put his finger up so quick. I said, you better be pointing at I Dream a Genie. You better not be going to that bullpen. This boy
He was supposed to ride. He was supposed to ride with him all the way to the wheels fell off. You're trying to win.
Okay.
I don't understand if he looked at the lineup as a manager, because Snell had just shut down the top three, you know, batter number 1, 2, and 3, which is, you know, Betts, Sager, and your other boy, Bellinger. You can't miss out on that, man. You got to get them boys in and out. And Snell was on fire last night. I'd have rolled with him until his arm came off. I wouldn't have gave a damn what happened last night. But OG the Buck, you tell me, what were your thoughts about that win last night of the Dodgers, man?
So before we get to me, Styles the guy, the answer to my question was, you didn't feel like that was a good move by the manager to take out my man as well. Is you on record for saying that?
I didn't think it was a good idea, man. It was. He gave up no runs. He was giving up. He ain't give up nothing.
Right.
He gave
right.
up a hit, a single,
okay.
Not a triple, not a double,
right.
A single.
Okay.
You know what I mean? You got to
right.
run with him, man. He's pitching great.
That was a tough one. Okay. So let me get my man. We break in the glass in case of emergency. Let me get my man ICE. ICE. Hell of a World Series. Man, they pulled my man Snell out, man. They want to go with the mathematic arithmetic baseball and you don't want the batter to see the pitch. Man, because he a lefty and you a righty. And man, we talking about the guy hot, ICE. Give me your take, man. What you thought? You got the streets, baby.
Hey, analytics is all I can say. They messed that up for him, man. His last pitch was 97 miles per hour. You hear me? With a strikeout, and then he pulled him on the next after that single. So
right.
My thing is, he threw 73 pitches. Okay. I'm tired of this era, man, with these kids. Why coming up, man? We was 8 innings and then a reliever, okay? It wasn't no you got a 6-man, 7-man, an 8-man. I can't understand.
Right.
You threw your chance of winning a World Series. This man had threw only 73 pitches. He was in rhythm. He struck out 9 people with 18 batters. He gave up 1 hit. I mean, he was on fire. He could have pitched at least he had at least 30 more pitches in him, you know, at least 100 for sure. You know what I'm saying? So I would say, yeah, they blew that one right there. But, you know, you got a guy like Mookie, man, when he seen him come out, man, he just smiled, man. Like, oh, man. The guy, he knew he was on fire. And
he was like, we about to score. When Mookie came up, Mookie was like, yeah, this is it. We got Snell out the game. We ready. I was like, you dumb, but y'all know my favorite word, but you know I was using that a lot last night rolling up because I couldn't take it. I was like, you got to be
Let's fit in. You got to call your boy Kershaw a champion now, okay? He went 2-0 in the World Series, man. He had a lot on his shoulders and on his plate for the last 3 or 4 years, man. You know, being the Peyton Manning of baseball, you know, Cy Young winner, one of the greatest regular season pitchers ever to face this earth. But I think his ERA in the postseason, like a sky high 4.9, 4.3, something like that. But he lorded this series right here, man. And I'm glad to call him a champion because he deserved it, man. He was one of the best pitchers I've seen in the last decade, man. And rightfully so.
No doubt.
You know, he goes 2-0, and they win. And I don't care about no corona. This ain't no. This is. I don't know why the people talk about corona. This is what's serious. This is baseball. This is competitors competing against each other, man. You know what I'm saying? You know how we get, how I get, man, when we talk about competing, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey. and Buck know it. Buck, I love Buck for this, though. Buck think he playing a damn football game or something.
Hey,
I appreciate it. Hey. Go ahead, Ice.
But that's
though,
man. But no, man, that's my take on that, man, and I think they deserve that. And the LA got both champions this year, man, and it's rightfully so. But Kobe, baby.
That's what's up.
STG, I'm going to say this. If the Tampa Bay Buccaneers make it to the Super Bowl, I'm going to be mad because Tampa, every Tampa team, one of them Florida teams besides the Miami Heat made it to the championship or the finals, everything. I am so upset right now. One of them need, well, my Dallas Stars made it, but hell, nobody don't watch hockey, but I still love them for it. You dig? But like STG said, nobody remembers second place.
T-Row. Don't nobody care about none of them Dallas teams, man. We it's L.A. right now. None of the Dallas matter.
Hold on.
Hey, man.
We know T-Row going with his little Dallas teams. Hold on, man. Let me get my little take. I think Boogie going to get back in here. We're going to get this commercial. We ain't about to let T-Row talk about the Dallas Stars. Who is that? Boogie, you in the building, baby?
It's got a
song.
Don't nobody else.
Well, I Wednesday, and I'm gonna, and I'm gonna say this. It was all Kobe Bryant. Kobe Bryant, and I, you know, Kobe Bryant made Kevin Cash. He cashed out. Kevin cashed out because there's no way you take him out. You go on your gut, don't you? But to his credit, Snell and all his he hasn't won over five innings in every start in the postseason. So I have to give him credit for that. He stuck with what he do, just like when you're playing in an NBA Finals game and you don't go against your rotation.
That just meant his arm was fresh to me, Pop.
No.
No,
but I don't give a damn what anybody. Boo, you know, last game, anything goes. You are not coming out. You are not coming out with what you doing. You ain't coming out tonight. You break it. World Series, Major League Baseball record in inning number five. This boy was breaking records last night. But boo, you saw him last night.
We up against it. Going into the commercial, I got some breaking news. The Philadelphia 76ers has fired Elton Brand and hired Daryl Morey to lead basketball operations. And the son of Paul Silas, Stephen Silas, has been named the Houston Rockets head coach. Boy, did they wild out today. When we come back, we're going to talk about that NCAA football, and you know we got to talk NFL. I know Styles the God, and OG the Bug, T. Rizzy, ICE, can't wait. I know they can't wait to talk about the NFL, not for long. It's the Streets World. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends. Streets.
You go run for president. Idea. Took a time with me. Got a red light on like a peppermint. Put the hotel, take the vibes in. She gon' fuck me and fuck with my brethren. My brother know. Having three hoes in the king side. I ain't finished yet. Need another bitch. Got a riding dick and screaming hee haw. Made me proud, girl. You a cowgirl. Did a handstand. I'm like, wow, girl. Got me fucking her upside down. Yeah, we going dumb, say she wanna come. I'm looking like when, she looking like now. Some okay man, but they want it too. I tatted my brother, bitch, I'm out. I know she wanna fuck with me, but I don't got the time. Stopped off a private plane and went and hopped on 85. Go cut my chauffeur, bitch, cause I don't like to drive. Me and Suburban's back to back and we gon' fill them up with vibes. She wanna fuck on me, but I don't got the time. Just hopped off a private plane and went and hopped on 85. Go cut my chauffeur, bitch, cause I don't like to drive. Me and Suburban's back to back and we gon' fill them up with vibes. Look, let's get on the jet, yeah. Come give me some neck, yeah. She ain't picking up, and her niggas just called. She gon' send him a text. I don't need no top, bitch, you know I'm a dog. Better send me the bet. Ever made you a million? I tell them, riddle me that. ain't offending me yet. My bitch drinking Cardi, I'm in this bitch feeling like set. Okay. Quarter mil on my neck, but two on the crib, 400,000 on the whip. Dickin' down your little bitch, I'm about to go buy me a coupe. Zoom. Pull up, make the doors raise the roof.
Yeah,
Louis V on me for yeah,
sir.
I buy with a pole like a chip.
Yeah. Get enough,
baby Ray Allen from three.
Switch.
You leave me open, I shoot.
Bow, bow.
We like Martin and Pam at the hotel. We kicking hoes, I get the boot. Do catching bodies, they bout it.
Yeah,
we having new vibes in the lobby.
Bye.
That's wherever we go, ain't no problem. Bye. I just told the bitch know she was child.
Wild Out Wednesday, baby. I'm your host, L Boogie, T Rose, Styles of God, ICE, and my man who bringing in the funk, OG the Buck. I gotta go down another side street. Dream Team, the Bengals have just traded Carlos Dunlap to Seattle for offensive lineman and 7th round draft pick because he been criticizing the coaching staff. You know where that gets you. Oh, my. But let's get into this. NCAA football. Back to baseball. Really quick. Give me 30 seconds, guys. The situation with Justin Turner. He was diagnosed with corona, with COVID-19. In the 9th inning, they pulled him. He was in isolation. And at the celebration, he came back. I'm going to start with you first, Dr. Guy. 30 seconds. What'd you feel about him coming back into the celebration, knowing that he has COVID?
And he had corona during game one, probably. Well, I'm thinking, man, that was the World Series. He had corona the whole time, man. And they just covered it up.
Jeez.
Millions of dollars on the line.
Yeah. ICE.
Hey, man. I think they covered it up because if you know you're supposed to be out there after the Sixers come in, but I know you put in all this work, man, this year, man. You want to celebrate with your teammates. I think they have some. I think they kind of knew he had that coronavirus, man. You know, I ain't gonna say they knew, but you know, hey, man, you can't come right back on the field when they tell you don't come back on the field, man. At least keep the mask on. Taking it off and all that kind of stuff. Keep it on. Stay and distance yourself. That's my take.
Wow. Well, let's get to this NCAA football. The biggest upset in a long time. Number 8 went into Bloomington, Indiana, and lost in overtime on a controversial 2-point conversion at the end there. Quarterback say they don't think that he got in. Yes, he got in. I'm going to go to you first, Styles of God. What do you think about Saturday? We said it was going to be big time. My prediction did not fall through. I don't think none of ours did. Pitt got took back to the shed by Notre Dame. But I just want to ask you, Big Ten back in the fray. And a big controversial loss by Penn State. This the game against Old State on Halloween, it would have been a heck of a matchup. And also, Wisconsin's quarterback, coaches, 8 people have caught the corona. Now, with the Big Ten, you have to sit out 21 days. Do you think that rule would be changed? Those are just some of the headliners, guys. But, STG, your biggest takes from NCAA football this Saturday just passed.
Man, I'm going to go real quick. It's scary with this coronavirus, man. It's scary. With the 21 days, man, they signed that paperwork, man. They read over that paperwork after they said that they wasn't going to play. Read over that paperwork, man, and agreed to it. So, you know, I'm thinking they're going to have to stick to it. It's going to be tough, but they going to figure it out, man. They got players. That's my take.
Great!
T-Row, you there?
ICE.
There you go.
I see you in the building. Guess not. T Rizzy.
My bad. I see you there. My bad, Ice. I had Ice muted by mistake. Trying to work the queue.
Oh. Okay.
Ice, give us your take, baby.
I see you there.
Yes, sir. Man,
what do you think about Saturday NCAA football?
Well, you know me, man. I'm an Ohio State fan, man. You know, and you know what type of show was put on this past Saturday, man, by Fields, man. Almost went perfect on the field, like Baker Mayfield. He was in college, though, you know, just a tough Nebraska team. You know, I can't wait to get to that, though. But hey, Fields, he was perfect. I think he was 21 for 22 from the field, man. You know what I'm saying? Three touchdown passes, ran for one. He was great, man. And it's just, you know, just getting back to the field, Ohio State, man. But I got to tell you this, man. This corona, man, is catching up to all these college programs, man, because they're not in a bubble. You know, they're gonna have to think of this as a bubble. Somehow they're gonna get those players in a bubble and college or whatever, because, you know, they might be going out or whatever. So Wisconsin just came down with about 15 players, you know, 12 players just came down with the virus. So coaches, you know, assistant coaches, players. So, man, it's something they gotta do, man. Keep these kids inside a bubble when they out with the regular kids, kicking it after practice and stuff like that, man. Because I see right now that, you know, a lot of these games gonna be canceled this year because of that, and it might come down to one of the a playoff game, or you know, some they're trying to get into the Big Four, and something might happen that's gonna mess the team up. So I think right now they need to be trying to think about a bubble for the college players right now.
D. Rizzy, your takes from Saturday for NCAA football, man. Rizzy, you there?
You say, I think you got a clock.
Well, I guess he's not in right now. Well, I tell you what. I'm going to pose this question to you, ICE, and I know everybody's raving about Justin Fields, but I want to ask you, is it just the system that they run dating back to Troy Smith, Braxton Miller, JT Barrett, Dwayne Haskins have not been successful in the NFL thus far, Cordell Jones? Do you think it's the system that's hurting the quarterbacks that's coming through Ohio State once they get to the league? Is it the system, or the players just aren't that good? And will Justin Fields break the cycle of Ohio State quarterbacks being successful in the NFL?
You know, well, that's a great question. Why Ohio State quarterbacks never pan out in the NFL? And you're right. You know, I'm not gonna say this system is with Troy Smith was with Jeff Trussell, but with Urban Meyer, you know, system. I think, you know, all the quarterbacks that came out of there had Barrett, they all were athletes, you know, real good athletes, and I think the system was for these quarterbacks right now. Because I'm looking at the NFL right now, with these guys, and they can't make it in there. But I think Fields is a special player, though, man. You know, he's a new breed of what's coming in now, you know, can throw and run, you know. So I think he'll fit in this system better than the last four quarterbacks who came out. I think he got a chance to be a pro quarterback and start in the league. And he do got an arm, and he can run. So this is what's going on. This trend is going on now. So I think he'll be successful. I think he'll be the next great, you know, the next great quarterback since maybe Mike Tomczak, Art Schleister, you know what I'm saying? So that's how deep it was. I mean, that at least made it to the pros. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, I think this new system right here gonna be something special for Fields right now. That's why he was ready to go and play football this year. He knew something was gonna be special this year.
STG, is it the system, or would Justin Fields be successful in the NFL come 2021 and beyond?
Man, that kid's got a strong arm. He can run the ball. But it's the system. He would not be a successful NFL quarterback. I don't see it. I watched the Nebraska game. They terrible. And I didn't think I seen what I was supposed to see from an NFL quarterback. We done seen a lot of kids with strong arms and legs, man. We done seen a lot of them, man. And you know, I don't want to wish bad on the kid. I wish great for every kid, man. I do want to be cheering for him on Sundays in the NFL just because he's a minority, and I want to see us win as much as possible. But I don't think he's gonna be a professional quarterback at the NFL level, man. He's gonna make it there, and he's gonna be a Jalen Hurts. That's my take.
Y'all know it's the system. Urban Meyer brought it. The other boy took over. Come on, man. Y'all know what it is. Y'all have great defensive players. When it comes to some of these offensive players, it's kind of questionable, you dig? I like Justin Fields. Justin Fields, he put on a show. But so did your boy from Wisconsin. White boy, we don't even know about. Went 20 for 21, caught the COVID. You know how it is when you, the man of the hour, the BMC, the big man on campus. You dig? Once you know, nobody know you and you have one of them games, everybody want to kiss on you. You know what I'm saying? So, to me, Justin Fields, he going to make it to the league. Now, whether or not he going to play is a whole nother story. He ain't that big. That's what I noticed on Saturday. I thought he was a little bit bigger than that, but he ain't that big. You know what I'm saying? I know Kyler Murray ain't that big, but hell, Justin Fields ain't that fast. He ain't faster than Kyler. I know that. So, I mean, we'll see. I'm like STG. Nebraska didn't really look like they were ready for that type of competition for the first week. But if they have to sit out 21 days, oof. A lot of Big Ten teams ain't going to make it. It's a lot of partying going on at the Big Ten schools, player. Boo-boo, what you think?
It's a bubble, man, for these kids, man. They got enough money to do that shit. Oop, my left. They got enough money to do it.
I heard my talk. What you think?
I think that will Justin Fields be successful? We'll have to wait and see because did they give Dwayne Haskins a fair shake over there in Washington? He maybe started, 10 games total? So is he getting done like Rosen? I don't know. I think Ron Rivera saw something and said, hey, he's not going to make me lose my job. Let me bench this guy. So we will see. I think, hey, I think Justin Fields, with the right situation, a la Lamar Jackson, if they can put him in situations to make plays, maybe he will be, you know, a consistent quarterback that can win games in the NFL. And speaking of NFL, when we come back, OMG. OMG for the NFL for week 7. It's the streets. T. Rizzy. Out the God, ICE, OG the Buck. I'm your host, L Boogie. Don't forget, world. Tell a friend, you tell a friend, you tell a whole lot of girlfriends.
Big time. somebody tell you about these bumpy roads? Only maps to follow is your Bible quotes.
Yes.
And all them things your grandmother and father spoke.
Yes.
I watch your actions, not just captions in this shit you post.
Jesus.
Capping on niggas, that shit'll get you smoked. But if you rap a little different, that shit'll get you more. Just like bagging them nickels up and down different coasts. I be stacking them tickets, I'm trying to sit with hoes.
Oh.
I be stacking my tickets, I'm trying to sit with hoes.
A Billy.
I was washing the dishes, but now I get the dose.
Whoa.
I'm the talk of the bitches while they sipping mimosas. We can gossip about the digits, discuss a few numbers. Jimmy and lost inside the trenches, don't let this become us.
Whoa.
Big time.
Got time.
I just got a crib in Chile to chill a few summers.
Goddamn.
I catch me out in Haiti, still running up numbers.
Goddamn.
If I look into your eye, then I made you a promise. Miami Heat, I rap like my name was Udonis.
With a twist of hip hop from a street perspective, and as always, we in the building, baby. Shout out to my man Dale. Dale, we gonna get the callers in after the NFL take, man. You gotta get in. You gotta give us your take. You gotta give us your take. Listening strong, my man Dale. Man, played against that guy in high school. Cole. Well, let me say this: NFL, not for long, league. And we saw it yesterday, excuse me, Sunday. My man got hit with the sniper. My man Landry Collins for the old Washington football team. He won't be playing no more this year. But I'm going to start with you. I'm going to start with you, ICE. Big games. We understand the Browns. 5 touchdowns by your guy. I call him Faker Baker. And the Steelers continue to be undefeated. Kyler Murray, styles the guys you called and you said they were going to beat the Seattle Seahawks, came alive at the end. So many great games. But what's your top three, guys? We'll start with you first. And why?
Of course, you know, it was my number one game, man. You know, Baker Mayfield was finally free, pressure free. Okay, his first year in the league, he threw 29 touchdown passes, 14 interceptions to Landry and Higgins and a bunch of guys. The next year, the superstar comes in here. He wants every ball thrown to him. He throws 22 touchdown passes, 20 interceptions, okay, forcing things to Odell. He's not being in the spots he's supposed to be in, all this. This year comes to do the same thing, get a couple catches. He mad at them, gets no catches, makes some plays. Then the first play they want to do, they want to go up top. And he did throw a bad pass, you know. Then he hurts himself. Wow, I'm thinking, oh man. Well, he goes and complete 22 straight passes. He breaks Kelly Holcomb and my all-time favorite Bernie Kosar record of 16 straight passes. Okay, and the only one it really would have been 22 for 22, but it was a spike. Okay, and guys been on him so hard, man, but. Sunday proved to me and a lot of guys in the NFL that this guy can really play football. You don't have this pressure down. When he had his favorite target, and Higgins was with him yesterday, Sunday, and it showed 6 catches, 415 yards, touchdown. You know, he was in control. He had the tight end who came in for Hopper. He came in and he listens, you know. He scores 2 touchdowns. You throw one of the Peoples. He hadn't played all year, you know, out of Michigan, 6'4", you know, with speed. And now then you use Kareem finally out the backfield with a screen pass, man, making things easy for him. But he made some great throws, and that let me know he's not an average quarterback in the league, man. You know what I'm saying? He's above average, you know what I'm saying? And
to be 18-19. And no, that's below 500. But this is the Cleveland Browns we're talking about, man. All right, you know, the last 4 years ago we were 1-32. No, 1-31 the last 2.5 years ago. 1-31. Okay, 1-15 and 0-16. We've seen that. And the last 3 years, man, we've been winning. You know, 18-19. It's not 500, but it damn sure ain't no one win. And every week is getting better and better. And I see the Browns, man, right now they're in the fifth seed. I see them making the playoffs, baby. They're going to get better and better every week.
Hell no. What? Hell, I ain't going to interrupt. Hell no. But go ahead, Boogie, my bad.
Yeah, oh, yeah, man. Also, man, I got to give props to the Pittsburgh Steelers, man. I thought they were going to lose to the Tennessee Titans, man. And the defense was all over the field, man. They was all over the field. But, again, Tannehill is the average pass. He's not a great thrower. You know, and they have a tough time with guys who can throw the ball. So, you know, Pittsburgh probably win again in the playoffs. They might make the playoffs this year, man, but, of course, they'll come up short again. You know, so being a messed up somehow, man.
What was your third game, Ice, before we get to SCG?
He ain't had none. All he talking about was Baker Mayfield.
Oh, no. That third game was that Arizona-Seattle game. That was a beautiful game there, man. Your boy, Kyle Bowler, man, he showed me something, man. He showed me one of the best right now, man, as a second-year player, man, because that was a good game to win, man. I mean, you going against Russell Wilson, the great Russell Wilson, he outplayed him, man. You know, I'm trying to tell you, running that ball and be able to throw that ball, that's a new trend now, you know. So that's what's making him special right now. And come back and win against, you know, Seattle, who was a Super Bowl contender, you know, and that makes me think, you know, Arizona's for real. You know, they're 5-2. They're 5-2. They're right there.
Street, STZ, your NFL take.
Man, it was awesome. NFL was awesome. Kyler Murray did what I said he was going to do. Man, with the upset. It was awesome. And, man, I was disappointed with Cam Newton. I was highly disappointed with Cam Newton. He looked like we took him out of Division III, a JUCO. We drafted a JUCO quarterback this weekend, man. So he got to get it together, man. I don't know what's up with Killer Cam. And then also, man, Tom Brady just looked, man, he just be looking better and better every week, man. I've been keeping an eye on him, man. He got them Tampa boys motivated to play. That's what them great leaders do. And, man, and they just signed Antonio Brown. So now with signing Antonio Brown, it's like, you know, pick a weapon, you know what I mean? So, and then also, man, we got to be looking out for my man out of New Orleans, man. My man Mike Thomas, man, he might be on the market, guys, man. And he ain't really liking it out there in New Orleans. So I'm paying close attention to them, man, and what they doing down there. They just giving Kamara the ball 30 times, 15 passes, 15 rushes. So, man, it's just a lot going on in the NFL, man, but it's great. It's exciting.
Street, T. Rizzy, you in the building. What was your take this weekend? I don't think T. Rizzy is in the building.
I think he said he had to go back in to work.
Okay, got you. I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna get to OG the Buck. Give us your take,
yes,
man. I know you.
Oh man, I'm an engineer, man. I let you guys talk about the sports and all that. I'm a fill-in guy, but since you asked. Since you asked, I'm going to go flat out. Since T-Row couldn't be here to explain it, I'm going to put him on blast first. How about them cowgirls? 25-3. 25-3. I sure hope I read that right. He lost to a team that don't even have a last name. When I say they, when I say the Cowboys suck, man, the Cowboys truly suck, man, flat out. So I'm sorry, T-Bro, you ain't here to defend your guys, but it is what it is. Second game, I think I said it, my man Styles called it, man. Styles been hot lately, man, with his young self, man. The Cards and Seahawks, man. Overtime, man. That was a great, great game, man. I watched it all the way to the end, man. Very, very good game, man. So that's my second game. I want to shout out my man, Dez Bryant. Dez Bryant, man. Guess what, Dream Team? Dez Bryant got another shot at it. Another Antonio Brown. Another brother, man, that's on the outside looking in, that's got a chance to make something happen. I don't know what's going to happen for him down there in Baltimore. Like my man Styles will tell you, Baltimore run all day, man. But, boy, I think Dez got his shot, man. If the ball comes his way, he got to take advantage of his opportunities, man. Shout out to Dez Bryant. Which brings me to my third game, of course. My guys, my Steelers and them Titans, you know. Everybody, and I appreciate the shout out, Ice. I'm with you, break glass in case of emergency. Shout out my guys today on his take. I appreciate that. After I get done telling my Steelers, I might say something about the Browns, but right now it's about the Steelers. My guys did what they were supposed to do. You got an undefeated team playing against another undefeated team, and we're asking them to play at a very high level. We jumped out on them guys early. No question about it. They made it a game in the second half. Shout out to the my man Vrabel. Used to play with the Patriots, the head coach over there. Shout out to them guys over there, man. They made it a game. We focused so much on Chris Henry that we forgot about the one big cat that was killing. Was his name Brown or something, man? I don't even know this guy. I just remember him tearing our ass up. My fault, I slipped. I just remember him tearing us up. So I knocked my coaching staff for not preparing my guys for this guy. I think he was missing a couple of weeks. He was hurt, and they had him questionable before the game, so he kind of slid under that radar. Brown had a great game. We wasn't accounting for him. We did our thing with Chris Henry, but we wasn't able to hold my guy to his thing. So shout out to my Steelers. Like I said, I brought the Dez Bryant thing in because we got the Ravens next. I'll break that down for you guys Saturday, 10 a.m., Steelers-Ravens. But for right now, that's my take.
Steve. Number three, I'm going to say the beatdown that the Rams put on the Bears. That was a total dominance on Monday night. Are the Bears are who we thought they were? Is the record deceiving? Sort of something like the Cleveland Browns. No, I'm just playing. But I'll say this. Jalen Ramsey is worth the money. He's worth the show. He's put on the show Monday night. Shout out to old Jalen. Now, honorable mention, I'm going to say Buffalo and the Jets. Reason why, the Jets' total offense in the second half was 4 yards. Wow. Wow. That's all I'm going to say. Second game, I'm going to say it. The Cleveland Browns, Baker Mayfield, 5 touchdowns. And listen to this. I told you, and I told guys are really getting on me because I still say he's still faking. Faker Baker. It's the Cincinnati Bungles. Not Bengals, Bungles. Only thing I'm asking, am I true? Yes, I am cheering for the Browns, but two things. Number one, he has to be consistent. I'm not saying 5 touchdowns, ICE. I'm not saying that. but he has to be consistent. Was it a blessing, a gift, and a curse that OBJ got hurt? It may be. And on that note, poor OBJ, his career might be done. Done.
Yeah, yeah, he
might be done. And the number one game, I know you guys, the number one game, and he's up for Big Dummy of the Day. How did the Atlanta Falcons, once again, when he's supposed to just die at the one-yard line, just die, just let the sniper hit you. You score a touchdown. You let the Detroit Lions go 75 yards with no timeouts. And Arthur Blank, he did it again. He thought they was going to win the game. He came on the sideline, and they lost. Poor Arthur. He going to raise the prices at Home Depot. It's the streets. Hey, we on Wednesday, 7 p.m. Eastern time, Saturday, 10 a.m. Give us a call. Streets is talking sports talk show with a twist of hip-hop from a street perspective. We about to get the callers in the asylum. Don't forget, world, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends. Street! That's how I like it. You all on my dick. I'm all in my bag. Oh, yeah. As hard as it get, I do not throw powder. I might take a sip. I might hit the blunt, but I'm liable to trip. I ain't popping no pill, but you do as you wish. I roll with some fiends. I love them to death. I got a few mil, but not all of them rich. What good is the bread if my dick is broke? What good is first class if my dick can't sit? That's my next mission. That's why I can't quit. Just like LeBron, get my dick more chips. Just put the rollie right back on my wrist. This watch came from Drizzy. He gave me a gift. Back when the rap game was praying like this, to act like two legends cannot coexist. But I never beef with a for nothing. If I smoke a rapper, it's gonna be legit. It won't be for clout, it won't be for fame. It won't be cause my shit ain't selling the same. It won't be to sell you my latest little sneakers. It won't be cause some slid in my lane. Everything grows, it's destined to change. I love you little niggas, I'm glad that you came. I hope that you scrape every dollar you came. I hope you know money won't erase the pain. To the OGs, I'm thanking you now. I was watching you when you was paving the ground. I copied your cadence, I mirrored your style. I studied the greats, I'm the greatest right now. If you feel me, you ain't got a choice. I ain't do no promo, still made all that noise. This shit gon' be different, I set my intentions. I promise to slap all that hate out your voice. Been counting me out, I'm counting my bullets. I'm loading my clips, I'm writing down names. I'm making a list, I'm checking it twice. And I'm getting them hit, the real ones been dying. The fake ones is lit, the game is off balance. I'm back on my shit, the Bentley is dirty. My sneakers is dirty, but that's how I like it. You all on my dick. I just poured something in my cup. I've been wanting something I can feel. Promise I am never letting up. Money in your palm don't make you rich. Put it on their neck, I got them stuck. I'ma give them something they can feel. If it ain't about to swat, don't give a f. Pistol in your hand, don't make you rich. Middle of two generations, I'm little bro and big bro all at once. Just left the lab with young 21 Savage. I'm about to go on me, jigger for lunch. Had a long talk with the young Kodak. Reminded me of young from Phil. Straight out the project, no faking, just honest. I wish that he had more guidance for real. Too many the cycle of jail. Spending their birthdays inside of a cell. We coming from a long bloodline of trauma. We raised by our mamas, Lord, we gotta heal. We hurting our sisters, the babies as well. We killing our brothers, they poison the well. Distorted self-image, we set it to fail. I'ma make sure that the real gon' prevail. I just poured something in my cup. I've been wanting something I can feel. Promise I am never letting up. Money in your palm don't make you rich. Put it on their neck, I got them stuck. I'ma give them something they can feel. If it ain't about to swat, don't give a f. Pistol in your hand don't make you real. It don't make you real. Listening to the Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip hop from a street perspective, that makes you real. It's the streets. I'm Boogie, T-Row, ICE, Styles of God, and the engineer bringing the funk, OG the Buck. Man, we talked about Major League Baseball. It's over with the Frenzy Fall Classic. The LA Dodgers prevailed. Hey, man, Kobe Bryant looking down. Because whoever who's managing at this time the Tampa Bay Rays, and my man is throwing some heat. My man got him on a snail pace. My man Greg Snell had him on a snail pace, and they pulled him. And that's when the Dodgers went up 2-1, and eventually Mookie hit a solo to end it in six. We talked about NCAA football, the comeback of the Big Ten. Justin Fields, is he part of a system, or is he the field of dreams? We also talked about any upsets this week. Hey, in the University of Cincinnati, shout out. Everybody thought SMU might have was going to knock them, but hey, Cincinnati, they showed their girth. NFL, old Dallas Cowgirls. How about them Cowgirls? That's what OG the Buck said. Hey, black and yellow, back and yellow. They still the only undefeated team in the NFL, the Pittsburgh Steelers. Baker Mayfield, shake and bake, as they would call him in Cleveland, had five TDs. In a fourth quarter comeback over the Cincinnati Bengals. Oh yeah, OBJ out for the season. We went down a side street. My man from the Houston Rockets, general manager, Omari, has been picked up to run the operations over there with the 76ers. Steven Silas, shout out to old Steve, man, been assistant coach since the year 2000, about to get his shot full time. It's the streets, man. Give us a call, 515-605-9370. We about to get in silent. And as always, it's our man's all-time caller, all-time listener. He's shaking the streets, man. Our man, P-Funk. You in the building, baby. What's up, P?
Hey, what's the deal, baby?
We appreciate the call, P. We know how you do it. Hey, P, before you get started, as I was going through the cues, when I cued you in, I heard you saying Pop's tripping.
Oh,
like he
yes.
on some.
He tripping.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, I be working the cue. I lead guys. I muted Ice today. I'm working the cue trying to get all the callers in. We got like 50-some callers. It's hard for me to work it. But I heard you saying that. So before you do your take, keep that
in mind.
And let us have it right now on the streets.
All right, so let me address the whole Faker Mayfield Cleveland Browns. Hey, look, Pop, you gotta give this man some credit, man. I mean, granted, you know, people saying it's the Cincinnati Bengals or whatever, but I mean, hey, it's tough to win one game in the NFL. And I mean, he struggled versus Pittsburgh like badly. You know what I mean? He struggled like the last two quarters of playing the Colts, you know? So, I mean, for him to bounce back, you know, even without OBJ, you know what I mean? You got to give him some type of credit because, I mean, we see quarterbacks fizzle out, you know what I mean, after a while. And, I mean, he's showing resilience right now. You know, he ain't going down without a fight. And anybody saying, like Cleveland, he better without OBJ, like, that's just disrespectful to, like, OBJ as a person. You know what I mean? Who he is as a football player. You know what I mean? Now, granted, the stats of, you know, OBJ on the field and him off the field and what Mayfield can do, I mean, it may make it a little harder for him just because OBJ is an alpha male and a long-term veteran in this league. You know what I mean? So he holds weight. You know what I mean? His name holds a lot of weight in this league and in locker rooms. You know what I mean? And if you talk to a lot of players around the league, like, they really respect that man. You know, it may not outside media and all that may look at him differently, say he a diva, he like Antonio Brown, but a lot of players respect that man in the locker room. So whatever he says, you know what I mean, like him clashing with that alpha mentality that Mayfield has, I think that kind of does a little bit, you know, to where Baker like, all right, I don't want to say nothing to him, you know, tell him like, look, this is still my team and everything, you know. I want to get on the same page. But at the same time, you know, it's a good look for Kevin Stefanski. You know what I mean? Who I think that's an excellent pickup for Cleveland. Like, that front office and him, like, it's basically like what I said. You know what I mean? Like, they were 1-32. They arguably had two of the worst head coaches ever to grace the NFL, and Hugh Jackson and Freddie Kitchens. And look where they at right now. They 5-2, arguably about to be 6-2 if they beat the Raiders, who ain't really that good. You know what I mean? They got a terrible defense, too, and they ain't got Myles Garrett, you know, to change the situation for them. So, I mean, if they come out 6-2 before the bye, you know, I mean, you got to give all the props in the world to that organization for climbing themselves out the gutter and making themselves a respectable team. You know what I mean? Like, you could say they played this opponent. They haven't really played up to, you know, no good opponent. They really haven't played good teams. But, I mean, they 6-2. You are what your record is. You know?
Thank you.
The Cowboys, they are what their record is.
Thank you.
So, again, let me address the World Series real quick. I thought it was ludicrous for Buddy to pull Snell in the sixth inning. I don't care what statistics say or what he did in the regular season and in the other post game, you know, series or whatever, NLCS, the ALCS, whatever he did. That don't matter when you get to the World Series and you get to that final level. You know what I mean? You leave his ass in there until he bleeds you dry, until he give up a grand slam or some other, you know, double in the ninth inning or something like that. You don't take him out with 70-something pitches, you know what I mean? He's, like he said, he still had, like, 30-something pitches to go, you know? And if they don't win another World Series ever, that's going to haunt him forever, knowing he could have low-key won that game. You play, you don't have another tomorrow. It ain't no tomorrow. You know what I mean? They just won the World Series last night. You got to ride him. Like, this is a win or go home. Like, this is for all the marbles. I don't know what he was thinking, you know what I mean? And the Dodgers straight up robbed Mookie Betts for World Series MVP. He was definitely, I ain't gonna say he was head and shoulders above, you know, Schrager or nothing like that, but he had dang near the same amount of home runs. He had stolen bases that were huge in the previous game before that. He caught a home run ball that was supposed to clear the fences. You know what I mean? He jumped over the fence just to catch it. You know, I mean, it was so many plays Mookie Betts was making that he definitely should have won the MVP Most Valuable Player. You know what I mean? But I don't know. Props to Kershaw too, man, for getting that monkey off his back like Styles said. You know, because I was definitely riding. I was definitely on his back. Like, man, like this man, he's great. You know what I mean? He just get to the postseason. You know, players look at him like, man, he don't put no fear in me. You know what I mean? But he led his team. He got them two clutch wins. So. Can't really say nothing. And big ups, you know what I mean? Big ups to y'all manager as well, you know, for him getting that monkey off his back as well, you know. And another thing, I thought it was blatantly selfish for the third baseman, Turner, for him to come out after the whole COVID situation. You know what I mean? Granted, I know you want to celebrate with your teammates and all that, but wait till they get in the locker room, you know what I mean? Wait till everybody comes inside, you know what I mean, before you start hugging anybody and whatnot, because the audacity for you to just take off your mask next to a cancer survivor, you know what I mean, and in front of all your other teammates for a photo that you could have took in the locker room, you know what I mean, and it would have had the same value. You know, I thought it was just selfish of him and just stupid, you know, knowing he got COVID, and now he could have possibly spread it to somebody else. You know, and he never know. He over here kissing his wife, you know, and it's crazy. Like, that whole situation was just crazy to me. With the NFL situation, like I said, you know, I was watching that Cardinals-Seahawks game. Look, it was a great game. Both of them really don't have no defense for real. I mean, the Seahawks defense is just non-existent, like, it's a reason why they just traded for Carlos Dunlap. Like, they could get no pressure, you know what I mean, even with Jamal trading for Jamal Adams, you know what I mean? So they had to do something. Like, they couldn't, like, and that game basically showed you they can't ride Russell Wilson, like, the whole way. They're going to have to, you know what I mean, their defense is going to have to get better over the season, you know? I mean, Russell Wilson, he's a demigod in itself, you know, like Aaron Rodgers and Brady and all them. He can win you games, but he ain't going to take you all the way to the chip, you know what I mean? He's going to need a defense to, you know, get some stops, you know what I mean, make some plays, get some turnovers, something, you know, at least a little bit of pressure rate, you know? I thought that Atlanta-Detroit game was cool, seeing Stafford come back. He did good. That was a nice game to watch. I don't know what's up with the Cowboys. They just let the nigga Andy Dalton just get killed out there. You know what I mean? It was just like looking at him like he was a dead body or something. You know what I mean? They reached his hand out like, hey, you need a hand? Something. Like, I mean, you would have saw other teams' quarterback get killed like that. They would have been swinging. They would have, you know what I mean? Somebody would have got suspended for kicking a person in the face.
Hold up. Man, hold up. You going to say that I can't talk about my boys, but you won't, you can? That don't even make sense to me.
Look,
I don't even know where that came from.
Look, none of y'all fans can talk about your team right now. Y'all are real loud arguing.
What do you mean?
Y'all are
what
arguing
do you mean?
Place to get a top 10 pick.
Hey, let me school you on something there, Playboy.
No, that's
you
P.
Get,
that's
you,
the caller.
Talking,
that's the caller. That's P. That's P the caller.
Oh, P, that's P.
Let him finish
P. Yeah.
Now,
P Funk.
Good.
Now, P Funk, check
man.
This out, man. P
go
Funk.
Ahead, man.
Look, man. Everybody goes through a drought. I mean, you're a big Cleveland fan. You know what I'm saying? But damn, man, come on, man, get them boys some kind of credit. I mean, it's been a while, but I mean, it's been a while. It took the Cubs 100 years to win a championship.
Hell.
I don't know when was the last time your team won the championship. Please,
my team is some crap. I ain't even gonna sit here and think in my mind that we ever gonna win like that. You know what I mean?
Okay, so don't put the boys down that low. We ain't that low right now. We are, but season won't end up like that.
Look,
They
just asked their general manager, do y'all have a leadership problem? You know what I mean? In y'all locker room. And he got hella defensive. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you could have just sit there and said, it's a couple things that we probably need to work out internally. You know what I mean? He just automatically said, nah. Like, nah, we ain't got no leadership problem. Like, knowing they need that. You know what I mean? That is the one that's holding that locker room together. You know what I mean? Y'all got all these first-round picks. The offense wasn't even y'all's problem last year. What he went out and did, he said, let me get CeeDee Lamb instead of getting me some defensive help. You know what I mean? And now look at y'all defense. Y'all defense is like, it's like what Styles said earlier in the season. Y'all have to score 40 every game because y'all not stopping nobody. You know what I mean? And that's true. That was true then, and that's true now. It's the reason why y'all in the top 10 right now to get a top 10 pick.
I'm glad you said it right now, and it won't be no other quarterback drafted, Blair. Just understand that.
I hope not. I hope they pay Dak his money. You know what I mean? I hope they pay him his money.
Dak better be smart and sign the paperwork.
You're talking about he better be smart and sign the paperwork. First of all, his pay is going up right now. He's sitting around on the couch, and his value is going up every game.
He already at 40 million right now.
Have no idea. Hold on, because we got so many. Oh, man, the Q going crazy from what the engineer is telling me. P,
appreciate
we appreciate it. Listen, we got it. We got a set a callback Saturday, and we can continue this because, you know, we preview the NFL on Saturday. So we appreciate your call. Hey, and as always, P, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends.
Street! All right, man. Y'all be safe.
Man.
Love
all
that
our
boy
callers,
right there.
P had a great take. We were talking about the World Series. Did Kevin cash? Did he cash out? Was it Kobe Bryant that made him get up and point his finger to the bullpen? It had to be Kobe. Kobe was making moves from heaven above. NCAA football, your top game. None of our upsets came true. Some of us had Cincinnati beating SMU. And my man Dale, who's going to come in, he got Cincinnati as a sleeper out there. We talked the NFL. Your top three games. And my man Dale. You in the building,
what,
man.
What's up, East Boogie? What's good? Am I on live?
You on live, man. Give us your take, man. It's all
hey,
you.
Man. Hey, well, first of all, man, I'm a newbie to the show, man. I love it, man. I love the flavor, love the vibe. Keep up the good work. Keep inspiring us all. Hey, man, don't y'all sleep on the Bearcast, man. Luke Fickell got it rolling. We got brothers coming from the South, the East, the West. Hey, man, they legit. They're a legit national title contender, man. Check them out, man. Hey, and as far as the OBJ thing go, man, you as an athlete know, L, man, chemistry is everything, man. And, you know, I love OBJ, man. He's an unbelievable talent, man, one of a kind. But I think he's a me-first type of guy. You know what I mean? He's one of those guys that, you know, at the end of the game, he's more concerned about the stat book versus the W or the L. That's just my personal opinion. I could be wrong. But I think the team is going to flourish without him. I think it's going to be a more balanced attack. I think we saw that. I'm looking for the Browns, man, to finish this season out 11-5, 10-6 at the worst. I think they got a good coaching staff. I think the culture is beautiful. And I just think a lot of guys going to step up. Hey, and don't sleep on Peoples, man. I mean, you remember Peoples at Michigan? He was a five-star recruit coming out of Detroit. Urban Meyer said he was second to none, man. So I think he's going to get some reps. And he ain't going to quite be OBJ right off the bat, but he gonna make some noise. So, you know, keep an eye on that, man. My top three games, hey, that Pittsburgh-Tennessee game, as much as I hate to admit it, man, Pittsburgh is for real, man. Big Ben and Mike Tomlin, they just keep doing it and doing it and doing it, man. It's just like, you know, it's peanut butter and jelly, man. They just consistent. They just get it done, man. You know, you can hate on them. Being from Cleveland, you know, we hate Pittsburgh, man, but you got to tip your hat and just say respect, man, because they just get it done. They just plug in players, man. Third, fourth round, plug them in, and they just go, man, year in and year out. So Pittsburgh, to me, that Pittsburgh-Tennessee game was legit. Hey, man, how about DK Metcalf, man? Did you see that cat, man, chase down the DB Baker from, like, the four-yard line? My goodness, man. See, that Seattle-Arizona game was legit, too. And then, obviously, I'm going to go with the Cleveland-Cincinnati game. So, you know, I'm going to hang up and listen, L, man. I'm at the job, man. But love you, man. I'm going to call back to the show, man, and definitely keep up the good work, man.
Appreciate it, Dale. We appreciate you, man, at the job. Stay on the line. We got the big dummy of the day coming up, so we appreciate it.
Okay.
And as always, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends.
Jeez.
Man, what a call. Callers was cold. Ice, they giving your Browns some props, man. It's
oh, my
team.
God. That's what I'm talking about. Your son, your little son, that's what you need to do.
It's the streets, man. When we come back, we got the big
the
dummy
Browns
of the
gonna
day.
Be all right.
Thank you, Buck.
He's gonna stay humble until they beat the Pittsburgh Steelers. When that day comes, I can't wait to hear the show, man. We're gonna be going. STG, I told you about old Cam Newton, man. Killer Cam, he might be put on the shelf. It's the street. Give us a call. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends.
Everything I sold, so my karma come in heaven. No preliminary hearings on my record. I'm a motherfucking gangster. Silence for the record. Tell the world I knew it's too late. Boys and girls, I think I've gone great. Trying to side my face, it's all day. Won't you please believe when I say, when you know we've been hurt, been down before. Nigga, when our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? Nigga, and we hate po-po, when the killer's dead in the street for sure. Nigga, I'm at the preacher's door, my knees getting weak and my gun might blow, but we gon' be alright. Alright,
nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Huh? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright.
What you want? You a house, you a car, 40 acres and a mule, a piano, a guitar, anything. See, my name is Lucy. I'm your dog. Motherfucker, you can live at the mall. I can see the evil, I can tell it. I know it's illegal, I don't think about it. I deposit every other zero, thinking of my partner. Put the candy, painting on a Rico, digging in my pocket. In a profit, big enough to feed you. Every day my logic, get another dollar just to keep you in the presence of your Chico. Ah! I don't talk about it, be about it. Every day I sequel. If I got it, then you know you got it. Heaven, I can reach you. Pet dog, my dog, that's all. Pit back and chat, I shut the back for y'all. I rap, I black on tracks, so rest assured. My rights, my wrongs, I write till I'm right with God. When you know, we've been hurt, been down before. Nigga, when our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? Nigga, and we hate po-po, when the killer's dead in the street for sure. nigga, I'm at the preacher's door. My knees getting weak and my gun might blow, but we gon' be alright.
Nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Huh? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. In my prayers,
I remember you was conflicted, misusing your influence. Sometimes I did the same, abusing my power full of resentment. Resentment that turned into a deep depression. Found myself screaming in the hotel room. I didn't want to self-destruct. The evils of Lucy was all around me, so I went running for answers.
We gonna be all right. We need you guys to vote next Tuesday. The polls are open now. If you want to go in early, please vote. It's the Streets of Talk and Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip hop. We in the building, baby. Hey, listen, it's that time of the show. We giving out the big dummy of the day. We said it earlier. How could you take out my man Greg Snell, who is on a snail pace? Out of 18 batters, he struck out 9. And the three guys who were coming up were 0-6 with 6 strikeouts. Do you hear me, world? Kevin Cash cashed out last night. So for October 28th, 2020, on the streets, you are the big dummy of the day.
You big dummy.
Hey, can I throw somebody else in there before we hit the ride out music?
We definitely can.
Who the honorable mention?
The whole 53-man roster. Let me take that back. The 52-man roster for the Dallas Cowboys, even the coaching staff. When Andy Dalton went down, I'm like, Pete, it wasn't nobody to put a hand down. It wasn't nobody to push nobody, grab somebody's face mask. Oh, you sorry sucker. Man, I can't say what I really want to say, but
it's a Dallas thing.
Man, listen,
we gonna stick with you. We gonna stick with you, bro. What's your shout outs for the day, man?
Man, you know I love y'all, Dream Team. But to hell with y'all today, because I'm bittersweet. Because my Cowboys lost, and then the Cardinals, like I told you, was gonna win. Boy, I tell you. But hey, OG the fuck, man, that boy STG. My boy, in case of emergency, and that boy, Boo Boo. Man, y'all know this boy out here on the West Coast got love for you, you dig? So, man, y'all take it easy, stay up. You know what I'm saying? To all my people out there, man, go out there and vote. And to them sucker police officers that shot my dude in Philly, my 20-year-old, I can't think of his name right now, y'all on the list too. You sissies, y'all just keep making this stuff get worse and worse, man. But my people out there, stay easy, man. Keep your mind clear. We can do this without terrorizing our stuff. So, hey, man, love to everybody. All the callers, peace, love. D, love. Man, keep calling in.
Street. STG, what's your shout outs, man, for the day as we get out of here?
Man, big shout out to Chris Paul, who led over 2,500 people to go vote yesterday, man. So a major shout out to Chris Paul, man. He marched over 2,500 people to the college to go to vote, man. Major shout out to Chris Paul. Yeah.
Wow. Street. ICE, your shout out.
on this Wild Out Wednesday.
Shout out again to the Dream Team, Style to God, EJZ, Buck, and the preacher, L. Boogie. Okay. Hey, man, please get out there, folks, man. We got to the third, man. We got about 5 or 6 more days, man. Get out there, folks, man. And guess what? Go Brownies. This week, again, we score 30 points again, because we've been scoring 30 every time we win. We win this game again, 35-24.
Say that. We're marking that down for Saturday.
I see eight.
OG the Buck, your shout outs on this Wild Out Wednesday.
Wild Out. Roll up. Appreciate all the callers, man, in the queue. We couldn't get everybody in, man. We're only paying for 2 hours. We can't be all day. Thanks for calling in. My man D. My man Dale, man. I appreciate the call, man. P from Florida. I see you out there. I see you in the 500 rolling with us. Appreciate the support. Shout out to all the essential workers, man. Keeping us safe. As the numbers continue to rise, shout out my guys, man, the Dream Team, STG, ICE, T-Row, my man Boogie. Hey, one thing I want the world to do, man, before we get out of here, picture me rolling.
Street. Man, I want to give a shout out to the Dream Team, Styles of God. ICE, T Rizzy, the engineer who keep us together, OG the Buck, man. I appreciate y'all holding it down. I was caught in traffic, but I got to the lot, man. We could park a lot, pimp. Street. Shout out to Dale, P Funk, all the callers, man. Ooh, it was so many callers in there tonight. We appreciate you listening. Shout out to all the essential workers. I want to give a shout out, man, to BLM. We got to do better. Shout out to the Hip Hop Awards show. They did a great job last night. I want to give a shout out, man, to all humanitarians who are risking their life to get out there during this time to make people and bring them to the polls to vote. We love you. And as always, keep inspiring us. We'll be back Saturday, 10 a.m. BlogTalkRadio.com, Category Sports, Search Box, The Streets is Talking. And as always, world, tell a friend.
November 3rd.
Tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends. Breonna Taylor.
BLM.
Anytime y'all want to see me again. Rewind this track right here. Close your eyes. And picture me rolling.
Street.
Put some change in the cup. Street. Love y'all, boy.